his head all white. Lonesome day and a lonesome night. Thought I heard a pretty girl say, court all night and you sleep next day.
Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will.
Hand in the hopper and the other in the sack.
Ladies step forward and the gents fall back.
Said the raven as she flew, if I was a young one, I'd get two. One for the kid and the other two, so I'd have a string for my bow, bow, bow.
Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will.
Hand in the hopper and the other in the sack.
They step forward and the gents fall back.
In Kalamazoo, he don't wear no, yes I do. First to the left and then to the right, the sawmill grinds day and night.
Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will.
Hand in the hopper and the other in the sack.
Maybe step forward and the gents fall back. Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will.
Any other in the sack.
They step forward and the gents fall back.
I just had a request, and it's kind of an urgent request. She's driving and has got to hear this before she gets out of her car.
Can you tell me why you left me standing in the parking structure, Caroline? I was the almost perfect boyfriend ever for you, and you even said that to me one time at the Olive Garden. Please return my car and leave the keys inside the glove compartment. Are the hardest thing I'll ever put behind me. Never thought you'd leave me stranded. Not a glance into the rear view. I'll be looking for someone who wears her hair exactly like you and who swears a blue streak when the Tar Heels lose the quarterfinals. Find another, please don't put a post on Facebook. I would rather think I was a deep regret you can't resolve. If I have a drink with someone, I will tell her all about you. That will be the big mistake that I will make on my first date. Not have lasted daily life. Life cannot be that intense. I'll phone my friends and try to explain why this past year I have acted so insane.
Going out for Vicky, who's driving in her car. I love you. Next up, another Mike Beck track. Coming to Paradise tomorrow night at the beautiful Norton Buffalo Hall. Well, that's not working. Let's go to this. And that's the Cherokee Shuffle with our own Sally Van Meter.
Mm-hmm. exercise. The lonesome organ grinder cries. Silver saxophone said I should refuse you. Crack bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way. I wasn't born to lose you. Well, I want you. I want you. I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Well, the drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me, open up the gate for you. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want. That. But all their daughters put me down, 'cause I don't think about it. Well, I'll return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows that I'm not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it don't matter. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me and I took his flute. No, I wasn't very cute to him, was I? But I did it because he lied, because he took you for a ride, because time was on his side, because
a version of I Want You by Mike Beck. If you like the sound of that, you'll have a chance to hear him in Paradise. And if you'd like to see that show, call me now to score a pair of tickets to see him tomorrow night, Thursday, May 24th at Norton Buffalo Hall. And cowboy singer, songwriter, storyteller, limited seating. And this is going to be some Western Americana, new cowboy, horse whisperer, and singer-songwriter. If you'd like to see Mr. Mike Beck, like I said, Sing Out Magazine's very high on him, and love to see that kind of stuff. National Cowboy Poetry Event regular, Mike Beck. Give us a call if you'd like to go see him in Paradise. Up, the phone is ringing. Thank you very much.
Well, now, Daddy, let me be a solid dog. Don't want to be a gal at all. Just want to be a solid dog. Hey now, solid, solid, solid dog. Low down, dirty dog. Well, dress up to my knees. I'll show my chemise to my police. Well, I'm gonna be a solid dog. Mm-hmm. Solid, solid dog. Low down, dirty dog. Well, I'm gonna be a softy dog. Yes, I know you got a nickel, I got a dime. Let's get together, buy some bad wine. Yeah, I wanna be a solid dog. Solid dog. Low down, dirty dog. Yeah, I wanna be a softy dog. Hot jazz, solid, solid, solid dog. Low down, dirty dog. Yeah, I wanna be a solid dog.
Mash here, host of the Without a Root radio program, which kicks off a trifecta of KZFR Wednesday public affairs programming airing from 5 to 5:30.
Each week we explore poverty, the worst form of violence, focusing on human beings without a roof. Thanks for listening, and if you have a roof, be grateful. Non-Human Radio, hosted by Jeannie Fazzino, talks all things animal rights, bringing you the latest news and interviews with local activists.
Plus book, film, and restaurant reviews and deep discussions of the benefits of veganism.
For humans and non-humans alike, Wednesdays from 5:30 till 6 p.m. The Real Issue, hosted by Sue Hildebrand, digs into topics ranging from elections to environmental protection.
From social justice to economic justice, from the local to the global.
We cover the political part of everything. Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m.
Thanks for listening to
Pick the Power Radio.
So keep it on KZFR so that at 5 o'clock you can hear Without a Roof and at 5:30 Non-Human Radio. And what happens later on? Well, we've got The Real Issue at 6 o'clock. Writing on Air at 7. Interesting program, Radio Radix at 7:30 to get your wiggles out. And at 10 o'clock, if you want to wiggle some more, we got Creole Stomp. And that's a rotating cast of characters as well. So keep it on KZFR, and you're bound to find something that tickles your fancy. You know you will. We just heard from Barbara Dane, and she did Salty Dog Blues, another classic, done and redone by many people. That's Barbara Dane's version. Before it gets away from me, I want to let you know that we did give away that pair of tickets to the Mike Beck Show, and Lucky Aaron will be in the crowd enjoying Mike and his stories and beautiful guitar and singing tomorrow night at Norton Buffalo Hall in Paradise, Thursday, May 24th. So thanks, Aaron, for the call, and I appreciate you being such a lucky person and so happy on the phone. little more from All in Good Time, going out for Danny's memory, and appreciate the sweet caller that called in and planted that seed in my head, asked me to play something off of All in Good Time, and very happy to do that. So beautiful music, and again, going out for Danny. And that's the beautiful voice, of course, of Alison Krauss, accompanied by Jerry Douglas, or Jerry Douglas accompanied by Alison Krauss. Don't know which. Anyway, I don't believe you've met my baby. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. Thank you for listening to American Pastimes. And we are closing in. In fact, Guillermo is in here getting ready for Without a Roof. Spends a lot of time preparing his program, and it all shows. Very, very well done. Very well produced, I should say. And this show, American Pastimes, with about 16 minutes to go, is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Peter Tichenin, in association with Baywood Real Estate, a local real estate firm established in 1962. Peter Tichenin and Baywood Real Estate are happy to support community radio and can be reached at 680-1900 or at chicohomes.com. We're also made possible by the Specific Chiropractic Center, helping men and women who are struggling with symptoms from a chronic health condition because the conventional medical treatments aren't working. Learn more about the Specific Chiropractic Center's proven approach by calling Dr. Jason Gonzalez at 893-1446 or visit thespecific.com. All right, back to the music. It is American Pastimes here on KZFR. Thank you.
not the sunlight. Living in that New York rain and snow. But there's California bloodlines in my heart. And a California woman in my song. There's California bloodlines in my heart. And a California heartbeat in my song. And to think I might have never known you, if I'd have lived my life in Tennessee. But I would never let that happen, 'cause you in California thought in me. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California woman in my song. There's California bloodlines in my heart, California heartbeat in my soul.
That's Dave Alvin from his album West to the West and his version of California Bloodlines. Originally written and sung by a fellow named John Stewart, J-O-H-N, back in the early 70s. He had a string of pretty darn good stuff. Original music and well sung, well played. Ruggedly handsome face. And now there's Dave Alvin, another ruggedly handsome face, huh? How about that? Still listening to American Pastimes. And we've had a ball. I hope you've had the good fortune to be with us the whole time. If you have, thank you very much. If you're just joining us, well, hey, welcome aboard.
Little heart, you've been broken many times before, but the wound always heals, no matter how sore. But this time it's different, and I can't tell you why. Ain't breaking me, Mary. Tomorrow you'll cry. They say that time will erase all my sorrow. Well,
she said her goodbye.
Oh, a little doom and gloom from Porter Wagoner. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you'll cry. Oh, my goodness. What a worldview, huh? Great Porter Wagoner, king of the sad songs and drinking tunes and all that kind of stuff. But that field was pretty crowded, including this guy who was in it.
It's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. Gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Working man like me, I ain't never been on welfare, and that's one place I won't be. I'll be working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
Just one word, Merle. How about that? And that just says it all, just sums it all up. And coming up, the infamous String Dusters from their Fork in the Road. And if you happened to attend the Fork in the Road last week, that was a fun event. A lot of families, a lot of kids out, everybody having a good time. This track is called Starry Night. Here we go.
Blue-eyed girl, she went away. I miss her love. guess I'll always mourn that cloudy day. At night I dream about her in my dreams. She holds me tight, and when the clouds roll in at twilight, I sit and dream of a starry night. Sweetest one in all the world. At night I dream about her in my dreams. She holds me tight, and when the clouds roll in at twilight, I sit and dream of a starry night.
I'm clearing the way for Guillermo, who is the fastest man on radio. This guy can set things up, let me tell you. Thank you very much for joining us here on American Pastimes. Look for us next week, 3 to 5. I don't know who it's going to be, but it's guaranteed it's a good time. Keep it on KZFR. Love you guys.
Indeed, the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Guillermo Mash on behalf of the Without a Roof radio program. And you are indeed listening to 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico, listener supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Also, be aware of the opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers.
Sir.
Give me 2 eggs. So tomorrow I got nothing.
Do we believe that everybody should be born poor 1 week of their life? 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good, and I like it when we had our own bed, different, and when we get our new house, I'll be so happy.
Somebody touch me, glory, 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 somebody touch me, it must have been the hand of the Lord.
While I was sleeping, somebody.
Somebody touched me, must have been the hand of the Lord.
is indeed the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Guillermo Mash on behalf of the Without a Roof radio program. And you are indeed listening to 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Also, be aware that opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers.
Yes, sir.
Give me the wag. So, tomorrow I got nothing.
Do you believe that everybody should be born poor 1 week of their life? 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good, and I like it when we had our own bed, different, and when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own room.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth, who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence.
This is Hawaii News Now.
Does it help or hurt? Good evening. I'm Chris Tanaka.
And I'm Mileka Lincoln. A lawmaker is tackling the homeless problem and taking it into his own hands by wielding a sledgehammer to disable abandoned shopping carts. Jim Mendoza is live at Ala Moana Beach Park with the story. Jim?
Mileka, you know, these are just some of the shopping carts that Representative Tom Brower found here abandoned at Ala Moana Beach Park in the 2 weeks that he's been doing his one-man crusade.
The man with the sledgehammer is State Representative Tom Brower. This is his contribution to solving Hawaii's homeless problem.
And I got tired of telling people, you know, I'm trying to pass laws. I want to do something practical that will really clean up the streets.
He scours streets and parks in his district, looking for shopping carts homeless use to store and move their items. Some he returns to stores, others he disables.
I find abandoned junk, specifically shopping carts, and I remove them. I also create a situation where those carts can't be pushed around the city. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I'm actually welcoming you to the Without a Roof radio program. You know, I've said this on air more than once, maybe at least a handful of times. You know, homelessness is a bipartisan issue, man. There's people that can be proud, and there's people that should be embarrassed on both sides of the aisle. And Mr. Brower was a Democrat. Just want to kind of get that out there. But welcome to the Without a Roof radio program. Guillermo Mash here, winding down, man. A Without a Roof gig here at KZFR. I've been doing this 3 years. Wow, a year and a half weekly. And after 6.5 years on social media and YouTube, fear not. That's for you, Drew Charlson. He got confused. He's like, where are you going, man? You leaving? You going to Hawaii to, you know, help people with shopping carts? No, I'll still be on the air in this time slot, and we'll be talking about our plans next month. And speaking of right now, here and now, you just heard a lead-in for Carlos Rene Aiello's new short documentary on community members living out of their shopping carts in South Sacramento. And Carlos is our main segment today on the What Out of Roof radio program. And it was kind of cool. You know, I came in and Sue Hildebrand was in here getting her show ready. And it was just kind of neat seeing a fellow documentarian, Sue Hildebrand, as I was getting in here to, you know, cut up this interview I did for Carlos. And I want to thank both Sue and our whole team, American Totem team, and for Carlos as well for contributing to the documentation of the life and the issues that they see around them in the streets and regionally and nationally. And a couple of things on Mr. Carlos's film is what was really, really poignant for me, and it was an artistic choice that he made to keep folks, quote-unquote, pictures out of public eye. So the 17 minutes you hear from folks that you don't hear from, all you see is the carts. And that's literally an unbelievable metaphor in the fact that that's really what happens. You know, people even in here in Chico that are running around taking people's carts, all they see is the garbage. They don't see the humanity behind it and the people's love and care and need for what's in that cart. So the rest of the show, I'm going to pull it around. Before I jump a little too quick, this is just an intro. I'm going to be playing an amazing interview I did with Carlos I did a full 90 minutes of interviews where he talks about the individual segments, individual people he talked with. Amazing. It's an amazing conversation. You'll be hearing that over the next couple of weeks. But I've also pulled down a handful of Without a Roof vignettes of people living out of shopping carts. And in the case of Gabriel, his wheelchair. He's living out of a wheelchair. Let's go grab that. Why don't we? The vignettes will be in the archive as well. And they span a time frame from 2003 to 2016. So no further ado here on People Powered Radio. All right, Guillermo Mash here for the Without a Roof radio program here on KZFR 90.1 FM. And I'm excited and pleased to have on the phone from Sacramento, dialing in for a pre-record, Carlos Rene Ayala, who put together a wonderful film several weeks past called Cart City. And it's all about shopping carts and the lives of those who are forced to live out of them. Welcome to KZFR, Carlos Rene Ayala.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, the work I've been doing for 6.5 years, I always try to promote, you know, folks that have put as much detail and care and love into something as you did for this. So I just appreciate the time. Why this film and why now? Maybe tell us a little bit. Actually, maybe start with the whole Hawaii thing and then Mr. State Assemblyman.
Yeah, so that state representative was, at the very beginning of the film, is Tom Brower. He's a Democrat. Back in 2013, this clip went viral. I don't remember where I saw it. Probably saw it somewhere like on BuzzFeed or something, some site that was more popular at the time. And the clip, it had like a headline, something like, the state representative feels that a solution to homelessness is smashing homeless people's carts with a sledgehammer, because that's just what he would do. He would go around his district with a sledgehammer, as you see in the clip, looking for homeless people's carts and then smashing them. And that had a great effect on me. I had just got a camera. I had just got it into my head that I wanted to make documentaries. And this seemed like a good, noble project to try to amplify the voices of the homeless, because we often don't even stop to listen to them. We may give them change, but we don't really stop to listen. And I think that's something key to finding solutions. I took it upon myself to focus on a nuance that I just felt was a little overlooked. Like, we don't talk about the carts. But the carts are, like, the last thing tethering the unhoused to mainstream society. They're the last closet that they have. They're the last kind of like memory chest that they have. They're the last refrigerator that they have. They contain so much and are so much. It's an amorphous structure that yields to whatever needs the homeless may have in terms of like transit, you know, transit of their goods. So I felt it was really important to highlight that, but also amplify the voices of the unhoused. So that's how that began.
So the story first broke in November of 2013. And when did you start working on this film? As I understand it from the quick notes, you spent a couple of years interviewing folks, mostly on Stockton Boulevard in Sacramento.
That's right, yeah. The process in earnest started about 3 years ago, so a while after 2013. I needed to get my bearings, you know, make some other films and think about the ethics of this, because that was really important to me to not at all come across like I want to benefit from this in some way. I don't, it's a self-conscious thing, but like, I think it's a real thing, and I think it's something that should be kept in mind whenever making any kind of art or any kind of work at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took a lot of care to spend a lot of time volunteering for like places like harm reduction services. I would pass out clean points, antibiotics, condoms. On my own time, I would pass out cold waters during the summer. I'd go to Little Caesars, buy some hot and readies. I'd pass out cash whenever I had extra cash. So throughout the years, I would go to different encampments, and of course, I would approach them like they were a home, and I would ask for permission to come in to speak. And I wanted to listen. And throughout the years, throughout the last several 3 years, like, I would make relationships with some of the unhoused, and I would just carry my camera with me and a sound recorder and ask if I could accrue some footage. And over the years, I got those 17 minutes.
Yeah, and that's wonderful that you did, Carlos. Folks just joining, we are listening and talking with Carlos Rene Ayala, who did a run-and-gun, raw-style mini-doc called Cart City, and it's out on YouTube, and it's about 17 minutes in length. So, Carlos, why don't you give us, you know, how filming this, you know, with some of your reactions from being, quote-unquote, someone with a home, you know, speaking with someone with so little that it was all fitting in a cart?
Well, it kind of highlights what's really important. My time out there highlighted what was really important. And what was key, and I don't mean to be redundant, but what I learned most was that I can't really stress it enough, the, like, importance of listening to somebody, like, truly listening to their words, taking into account that those words contain feelings, taking into account that those feelings with those words contain possibly trauma, taking into account that this trauma, it should be healed. And this healing oftentimes does happen through listening. And I'm not saying I healed anybody. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying that my time out there really magnified the importance of listening to one another and not just shutting each other down. Because, yeah, I'm very fortunate. I have a home. But my time out there also showed me how callous some people are, because I would be working with somebody on the street, you know, listening, talking, having conversation, maybe filming, maybe just eating pizza with them. And, you know, people driving by on Stockton and Foreign, which are bustling streets. Those streets go day and night, and they go, there's mini cars all the time. But people, like, screaming out, like, ew, or yuck, or some other kind of curse word. I don't know if I can say that on the air. Like, you know, like, that was something that I kind of didn't expect for some reason. I didn't expect people would just, like, casually be so cruel, you know? So that kind of even magnified more the importance of listening to somebody and having them speak their truth, no matter what that truth is. And another thing that I also got was, like, the fragility of life on the street. Often you hear, like, people pass away on the street. Of course, the homeless pass away. It's too cold, it's too hot, or whatever. There's no food, there's sickness. But two people from my piece have passed away. And that had, I don't know, it's had an enormous impact on me that I kind of don't even really know how to reckon with necessarily. The life on the street is a real thing, and I've known that, but Cart City, my experiences through it have magnified it. Mental illness is real. Drug addiction is real. And yes, I knew all this before, but, like, to see it firsthand, to be offered drugs, to be, you know, to be in situations with somebody who is having a mental breakdown, it's a very different thing than to just read about it and to just, yeah, to just read about it. It's a whole nother thing, and it highlights how important it is to not ignore these issues. I can't believe that, you know, progress. Humans can progress through everything. We've built houses. We've made better houses. We built computers. We built better computers. We have phones, and we have better phones. We have all this junk, but we can't take care of our own, you know? It magnifies all this. So the urgency is what I've learned through Cart City, I think. The urgency is what I learned through being on the streets, that we need to really do something. And I don't know how to make people do something, but I hope that through Cart City, people feel the urgency, feel the truth of the people on the streets. And I hope with all my heart that people will take it upon themselves to try to do something kind, because the people in power are just not doing anything. I was hoping that our city council would pay attention to this documentary. I've been tagging them in it incessantly whenever I post it online. So yeah, that's what I got to say.
You can't beat proximity and making sure that the person you're talking to is the target audience for whatever you produce. And I really feel as if you hit a home run with that here. And I really appreciate the comments you made, Carlos, because it is really, really rough. You know, the one thing I'll say to augment what you said about listening, I get kind of teary-eyed too, but I was up in Reading. And I'd interviewed this lady. I kind of followed her. I was homeless. You know, when I did my gig, I was actually the main part of my gig. I was literally walking around with a backpack homeless. So, you know, it's quote unquote part of the community. But this lady, she had, in a prior interview, she talked about how she'd been raped, how she'd seen people be murdered. And I did some follow-up interviews with her, just talking to her, literally. She didn't want to be interviewed. I was talking to her. She literally stopped and started crying. And I said, what's the matter? What's the matter? She said, you're really listening to me. And I don't know how to take that. And no, so it's, I can't possibly augment that any more than you did. So Carlos and I are going to listen to the film right now over the phone, over the computer lines, using all of our technology. And Carlos, you know, tell us a little bit about the 6-second breaks that you got in there, and how you're going to give us a little bit of commentary in those pauses.
So I put in these 6-second breaks, which is actually just a black screen for 6 seconds, which is actually just the amount of time that a title screen takes. So it's like not really all that genius, but it's like kind of 6 seconds is an uncomfortable amount of time. I wanted the viewer to basically live in that black space with the words that they had just heard, because those words will echo through your head for those 6 seconds, and I want you to reckon with them. I want you to think about them carefully. I don't want you to have the luxury of not having to listen to somebody else, because somebody else is coming. So then for those other 6 seconds, you'll have to think about that person, and I hope that you'll revisit the documentary and think more and more during those pauses. Those pauses are for the viewer to think, for the viewer to reckon, for the viewer to take in the reality of what was just said, because these aren't small words. They're not light. This is very heavy. That black space is heavy. I do believe that the people on the streets speak for themselves. It's their truth, not mine.
And so as I said at the top of the show, listeners just joining, that was Carlos Rene Ayelos. He's an artist and a documentarian out of Sacramento who did a wonderful piece on folks living out of carts. Easy way to find it, man. Just type in Cart City, two words, C-A-R-T, space city, and then you'll see Carlos with a K. He'll be first or second in your lookup feed. And coming up next is this interview I did with Tammy. Her name was Tammy out of Reading. And, I just want to thank everyone that supported this show over the years and everyone that's out there being kind to people, as Carlos had said, and listening to folks, because there ain't no more humanity than that. And if you have a roof, be grateful.
My experience out here, you know, I've met a lot of people in a lifetime. You know what? The most real people that I have found are the people that have been down here and have experienced the different things in life. Some of them have been raped. Some of them have been murdered. I mean, been through murders, seen murders, have used drugs, drink alcohol 24/7. They have to wake up to have one. And, you know, their experiences in a lifetime are what contribute to what they're going through right now. Sure, there's help out there. A lot of them don't want to face it. A lot of them don't know how to. They do know how to, they'd rather be right where they're at. There's no responsibility. You have a lot of responsibility out here, though. You have to avoid the officers, you know, try to keep yourself out of jail.
Right.
This place down here was, it was a perfect place for them. It was actually pretty well taken care of. A lot of people, they get bags, you know, from different workers out here that came out here and would pick up the garbage 24/7, help each other out. You know, you have your few choice few that decide to go and steal and rob and thieve from people.
Right.
That is very limited. These guys right here, we have this little old lady who comes through this park every single morning. She has her two dogs. And I'll tell you what, anybody was to hurt that woman or any child out here, there would be 50 people on top of them.
That's what people don't understand. People look out for each other, whether they have a home or not. You know?
They think that the homeless people are bad people. They're not bad people. They're beautiful. They are. They're just human beings that got a bad hand or dealt their own hand and got a bad hand in life. You know?
But you're saying so a lot of people have been displaced with this river work, right?
Correct. Oh, yes, most definitely.
How many do you think were displaced just in front where we're looking? A couple of dozen? Or?
I would say probably 24, 25.
Wow. Do you know where they ended up having to get pushed to, or it's just like don't even know? God bless you.
They're scattered. They're everywhere.
I can see you're still trying to kind of come to grips with that. God bless you.
I am.
God bless you. I mean, it's tough, man.
I have a dog right now that just got impounded from over there. His name's Little Louie, and he runs through the park. He was like the park dog, and he's in the pound right now. And I have $100 right now. It's $195 to get him out today. It goes up $15 a day. And he was the cutest little thing. And he was just like the park dog, you know? And he got impounded, and I'm trying to get him out. He's like an inspiration, you know? There's only a few things that come along in life that are an inspiration to you. He was an inspiration to put a smile on your face. He jumped around, was happy, you know?
And he's been out here, and all of a sudden they're cracking down, so they impounded him?
Correct.
Well, bless you. And you were actually living out here, too. Is that something I can share?
Yes, I
But
was.
Now you've kind of worked out. You're working and staying and under a carport, right? Yeah. God bless you.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm fortunate because I was one of the ones that went door to door and looked for work, you know, and people liked the way that I talked and the way that I acted. And we could be in worse situations than what we are right now. Even if we're homeless out here, we'll still find a way to survive. Even if we have to go through a dumpster.
All right, that was Tammy from Reading. His interesting thing is I had actually recorded that to transcript for written word, but it was just such a compelling interview that I saved it for prosperity. And, you know, coming up next, about 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, Gabriel's coming up next. I saw him outside of Safeway on Nord, emancipated. He was literally coming off a significant illness, and he was living out of his wheelchair, man. You know, living out of a wheelchair.
Hey, how's it going today? I'm Gabriel.
Awesome, Gabriel. You said you had a degree in sociology?
That's correct.
Awesome. You've already described all the things that have been happening for you out here. I mean, if there's one thing you'd like people to know about your situation or just being a human being, what would that be?
I want all of y'all to know, the homeless especially, stop robbing each other. You can only survive if you're kind to one another. Stop being bush pirates. What's a homeless guy got? He's got a bag full of trinkets that are very meaningful to him. That's all. He's not got that $1 million coin stuffed up and lost in his backpack somewhere. He'd be lucky to have a $10 phone that actually has $5 of service on it. Thing on a positive note, common love and brotherhood will bring it all together. And before you know it, we'll all have everything and all love each other.
Awesome. Give me five.
All right. Thank you, Gabriel. And thanks to all of our generous contributions, KZFR supporters, and Four Bay Aquatic Center in Oroville, just minutes from Chico. The Four Bay Aquatic Center has a youth day camp and sailing camp for children and adults. The Aquatic Center is also available for birthday, reunions, company picnics, team building, and more. Open for the season on May 26th. Visit 4bayaquaticcenter.com for details. Every day is fun day at the 4 Bay. Coming up next is an interview I did of someone that was in Chico for a very short time, and she ended up retreating back to Sacramento because the connection she was trying to make up here didn't work out. But this is Stormy Nights. I interviewed living out of a shopping cart on the plaza about 2 years ago here on People Power Radio.
You think you know a lot about people until you sit here and you watch them. Being out on the streets, you really see the true hearts of the public. When you sit on the ground, when you humble yourself to ask people for money for your next meal, or the worst is digging in garbage cans. I hate dumpster diving when there's people around me looking. It makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong because they turn their noses up at you. But, you know, people are really wasteful, for one. For two, if I haven't eaten in 3 or 4 days, I'm going to go look in that dumpster or that garbage can. If my clothes have been stolen, I got to go look in that dumpster or that garbage can because I don't have money to buy things. I'd rather not steal from the stores. And that's my options, dumpsters and garbage cans.
How do you turn negatives into positives? You made a lot of nice comments about being as upbeat as you can be. How do you do that? What's up?
With all the bad stuff that's happened to me in my life, I've had to learn how to take every negative and find the positive in it because it'll kill me otherwise. For example, I was raped because there was another girl out there that it might have happened to who would have been suicidal. Or I was on my way to get hit by a car. You know, there are bigger, better, badder reasons why bad things happen to me. And to dig deep inside and find those negative things and eke them out and put them into a positive helps me get through my day, makes me wake up when I do sleep, and it helps me make other people smile because that's all I want to do in life.
What one thing do we need to know right here, right now?
People need to stop looking through us and look at us. Plain and simple. Look us in the eyes.
All right, I was Stormy Nights back in 2016, and I just want to thank you for tuning in. I'm going to lead the show on out here with someone that's pretty familiar to the Shalom Free Clinic, Tony. The first clip I have is him getting his guitar back, and he actually was pushing it around in his shopping cart. And then I've done a few vignettes on Tony, so we talk a little bit about his move towards sobriety. But thanks for listening, and we're on Mondays and Wednesdays, 5 to 5:30. And next up is Non-Human Radio here on 90.1 FM.
Man, I just ran into Tony. He's got his guitar. Good for you, dude.
And I'm happier than a two-beggared billy goat.
Awesome. You found it over at the Shalom Clinic? Nancy at the Shalom Clinic had it?
And she cried.
God bless you, dude. Nancy was crying to give you your guitar back?
Yeah.
I'm almost crying seeing that you got it, man.
Is that a trip or what?
No, people love you, man. You're a good man.
That's what she told me.
Yeah, well, you have a lot to be proud of about. You're a good man. You can't, there's no substitute for being a good person, dude.
I guess not. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Actually sitting here talking with Tony, and it was really a blessing. He went to his first AA meeting today, and after he was done, man, he says, I need to live here. He really enjoyed it. What I actually think was the most blessed thing, man, is Tony told me he needed to give me a dose of reality.
Could have had a drink yesterday.
Yeah. How did that drink come into your hands, man?
Concerned friend. You know, she's worried about me, you know, having DTs, and it was a medicinal kind of thing, I think. And she gave me the shot so I wouldn't fall apart again, you know.
Did that help?
I think so. Yeah, maybe. I was going to go without, you know.
Are you having regrets from doing it?
Somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, yesterday would have been my first day of, you know, being completely sober. But today will be that day.
I mean, if we could find a detox facility, some place where you could go and literally get detoxed.
That's what I need, probably.
Would you be down for that?
I would, because that's probably what I need. I don't think I can do it. Like I said to Nancy the other day, I don't think I can do it without it. You know what I mean?
So that's what we should be asking folks to help out, to see if we can find some sort of detox facility, someplace you could go and get clean and sober.
Yeah.
One thing you could say about how wonderful Tony Thorsborn is, what would that be, man?
I'd say my musicianship and my, I don't know, I think I have a pretty good sense of humanity. You know, I'd rather be nice than not nice, you know.
Down on the corner, out here in the street, lady and the boys are playing, bring a new game of me.
Hey, guys. Will Durst here with a few choice words about the continuing investigation by Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller, and those words are, happy birthday, baby. You are now one whole year old. Who's the big boy? You're the big boy. Yes, you are. The proper gift for a first anniversary is supposed to be paper, but you probably don't need any more of that, considering the file cabinets full of documents you've already collected and stashed in humidity-controlled warehouses all over the leaky swamp that is Washington. The modern alternative is a clock, but neither can that be one of your priorities, as half the civilized world is reminding you how late it is while pointing at their watches, trying to encourage a modicum of alacrity. But hang on, folks. There is no timetable for justice. This could be the first at-bat in an extra-inning game. Thus far, 19 people and 3 companies have been charged with crimes, including a national security advisor, 13 Russians, a couple of aides, the son-in-law of a Russian billionaire, and the president's former campaign manager. And 5 guilty pleas have already been entered, and the chances that some people are talking their heads off is about equal to that of finding seagulls in a dumpster behind a fish cannery. The president and his designated barky dog, Rudy Giuliani, both say it's time to wrap things up, but many of us won't be happy until someone in the Trump administration is photographed with a trench coat draped over their handcuffs as they're perp-walked into federal custody, and you're just the guy to do it. So happy birthday, Robert Mueller's investigation, and many more. Who wants cake? For KZFR Radio, I'm Will Durst.
Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters like you and by the local seasonal and organic delights at Farm Star Pizza, where the farmer is the star. Farm Star features artisan pizzas, salads, appetizers, and desserts with vegan, oh yes, vegan and gluten-free offerings, craft beer, and eclectic wines. Farm Star Pizza is open Monday through Friday for lunch, noon on Saturday and Sunday, and for dinner, seven nights a week with live music on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. They're located at 2359 The Esplanade. Visit farmstarpizza.com or like them on Facebook. And we're made possible by Knockout Collision Repair, the Chico's high-end auto body shop specializing in complete collision repair and restoration. At Knockout Collision, estimates are always free and can usually be done while you wait. They even handle all the insurance paperwork. For an appointment or information, call